Today we're talking about tools to use in your business. Hi again, and welcome to the podcast where in 5 minutes I try to give you at least one tip to improve your business or your personal effectiveness. As you know, my podcast is called This Is Not a Podcast, and I've been throwing around the idea of changing that name. It's a tough decision to come up with a good podcast name, so I'd love to hear what you have to think about it. But today I want to cover two cool things. One of them is going to be my most important tools that I use in my business. The number one most important tool I use in my business every day is Google Reader. Google Reader is fantastic once you set it up properly, collating all of the information that you want to pass on to your markets in a very easy to understand way. Now, I use it to fuel up every day, whether I do it in the morning or the evening, depending on the time I've got. And most of the tweets that I have in my stream are coming from Google Reader. And thanks again to everybody who compliments me on my stream. It kind of keeps me happy and makes me want to keep doing it and giving you better and better information. By the way, if you want to follow me on Twitter, I am at Albert Hathazi. That is AlbertHathazi or ZI, depending on what part of the world you're in. Okay, now let's talk about some of the tools that I use on my Mac and my PC. Presently, I do have both types of computers in my life. I do have a Mac and a PC that I use just because of the way I have to do my work. Now, let's go with the Mac first. One of the biggest reasons I ever got the Mac is I saw how simple it was to do movies with iMovie. iMovie is my main movie making tool. Right behind that is a program called ScreenFlow. Now, ScreenFlow allows you to capture your screen and edit it. It is a $99 program, and it is from Telestream. Just a note, I will be trying something different on my website, alberthathazi.com. I'm going to be having the show notes there for each podcast under the category podcast, and I will be linking to all of these different tools and anything I talk about in there. My third tool on the Mac that I use is called Pixelmator. That is going to be on the show notes as well. It's a $29 graphics editing program similar to Photoshop, but it's only $29. And believe me when I tell you, this program is just as good as Photoshop for 99% of the things that the average person is going to be doing. Definitely want you to check it out. Here are some of the other tools that I use that work on both platforms, the Mac and the PC. Snagit. Snagit is from TechSmith.com, and it is probably the best $50 I've ever spent on a program. It is a program that allows you to capture your screen with pictures and allows you to edit it very simply. Let's say you're on a seminar and you're watching the screen and you want to capture what's on the screen. All you have to do is hit Shift Print Screen or Control Print Screen, whatever you set up, and you could capture that slide in a JPEG. It is fantastic. You could do quick presentations, quick annotations really easily. Definitely check that out. There's a program called Market Samurai, which allows me to do keyword research depending on what type of terms I want to rank for in Google or YouTube. Market Samurai is an amazing, amazing program. It is completely free to use if you're just using it for keyword research. It's got a ton of other advanced features to use just a keyword research. You can get it for free, and I'll put a link to that in the show notes as well. Evernote. Evernote is basically a data capture program. It's like an online encyclopedia that you could use. It is cloud-based. You could get to it from your iPhone, your PC. You get to it from any place. It is really cool. Dropbox. Dropbox is a online storage for your documents that gets synced up automatically, and you could also share with other people. Okay, so like I mentioned, all of my resources will be linked on my site, alberthathazi.com, and you could go down there and have a look at it and check it out for yourself. Come connect with me on Facebook. Search for Social Marketing Performance, and if you like my page, I will send you automatically a PDF of the graphics resources I use and a cool video I made about it too. Look forward to hearing from you, and I look forward to giving you folks some more content on my next podcast.